Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. And here's a little song that might take you back.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, this is Pep Talk with Meg, and I am a threat to play a favorite song. This is Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Allie Moore is in the house. She is the marketing director for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida. And bless her heart, she looked. I said, do you know that song, Teach Your Children? We could play that. She looked at me blankly. That's the great Teach Your Children song now.
Yes,
see?
Now I know.
So she is here to talk about Ronald McDonald House Charities. So I know everyone's heard that name.
Yes.
We all know about it. Mm-hmm. But talk, who are you? What do you do? Just in case someone doesn't really know what you do.
Yeah. So we are a 26-bedroom house that opened in 1984. And we basically provide housing for families that have a child in the hospital. So we cover everything to eliminate that travel time so that they can be steps away from their child in the hospital.
So it really is a house.
Yes,
that
it is
stay
a true
in.
House.
Okay.
There are laundry rooms on both the first and second floor.
Okay.
And we try and provide meals 24/7. And we rely heavily on volunteers and donations for supplies.
That's incredible. So how long has it been here in Pensacola? Do you know?
The house?
Uh-huh.
So it started in 1984 as a 10-bedroom. And I can't remember the exact year that one got torn down,
right.
And now we have the 26-bedroom. So
that's
we've grown
amazing.
A lot.
And I suspect you're always full.
Yes, we do get pretty full, sadly. And then also I want to share that we do have a facility in the Ascension Sacred Heart Studer Children's Hospital on the second floor of the NICU, that we have 3 bedrooms in there that people can stay if they have a child in critical care. And it is open to anyone in the hospital if they just want a place to, like, decongest and have a snack and a meal as well.
No, that's a beautiful facility over there. I had a chance to take a tour of that.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. They have these lots of artwork for
yes.
kids and music and just so many things. And I kept thinking, they should do this for adults.
I know.
Because you walk in there, you don't feel like you're in a hospital at all.
I know. It's very peaceful in there. And the little Costa Mick family room. Place where the kids can play.
Right.
Has so many stuff in there for.
But to have the adults have a place where they can go and rest
yes.
is really critical.
Yes.
So what you do is a service that until something happens to you and you're finding yourself spending every day at the hospital, to have a place to stay is huge.
Yes. And you don't know how much those dollars of traveling back and forth of an hour drive or figuring out where you need to eat your next meal, that adds up.
Oh, and no doubt.
We take a burden off of a lot of families.
Not to mention the medical costs.
Yes.
But also, we take for granted that someone might live in Pensacola, but
yes.
there's people that come here that are not living right here in Pensacola.
Correct. Correct.
Right?
We have people that do live just as close as Milton to Crestview, Niceville, all the way. Sometimes we even have people from different states that are here traveling. That's something unexpected happen. As well as we've had someone as far as Mexico City.
So how does, now I'm curious, how does someone, if they needed the services, something happens, they know they're going to be here for a long-term care, how would they get in touch with you? Or how do you qualify?
We have an application process that they just fill out an application and we just run a background check and look at how much availability we have in our space, and we contact them from there.
And how long does that process typically take? Is it?
We try to get it in as fast as possible. Usually we try to look at when they will be in the hospital, if they're not already there,
right.
to kind of coordinate how quick we can get them in. But we try to get them in as quickly as possible.
Well, it's an extraordinary service that I know has been a lifesaver for so many families over the years. I'm talking with Allie Moore with Ronald McDonald House Charities. If you have a question for Allie, she's the expert
yes.
today on Ronald McDonald House, 850-437-1620. But you're here today to talk about Casual for Kids.
Yes.
What's up with that?
So Casual for Kids is actually happening tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And
okay.
it is where the entire community comes together and takes a casual day and supports our families by wearing our t-shirts that we have that are
$20. Is that the one you have on?
Yes.
It's really cute, y'all.
Yes. It's very Pensacola themed.
It's got the Blue Angels on it.
It's got Blue
the
Angels,
ball,
the
all the different
lighthouse on it. So everyone tomorrow will get to wear that. The t-shirt's $20, and it's not too late to come get one. You can always swing by the house and come grab it, or you can order online and pick it up today.
Okay, so you can order online and then just go pick it up at the house. Now, where is the house? And maybe give not just the address, but sort of like landmarks around it.
Yeah, it is 5200 Bayou Boulevard. We are on the campus of the hospital, but we are right across from the Starbucks and the Buffalo Wild Wings, right at that light.
Gotcha. Okay, I've seen it. So
yeah.
So if you wanted to do that, so it's $20 for a t-shirt, so I could order it online, run by at lunchtime, pick it up.
Yes.
And then wear it tomorrow.
Yes.
To honor all the kids.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And if you... If you're getting busy like all of us are at this time of year, we are selling the shirt throughout the year until we sell out. So always come and grab it.
Yeah. So this is a fundraiser for Ronald McDonald's House.
It's one of our largest ones.
It is one of the largest ones. Okay. Well, this is very cool. So I'm loving talking about this. I'm talking with Allie Moore. She's here with Ronald McDonald House Charities, and it's Northwest Florida. So you don't just serve Pensacola, right?
Correct. We serve all the way from here to Bay County, Florida.
Oh, I didn't realize that far east.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. How far west do you head over? Do you go just to the state line maybe?
Yes, and we'll cover some of Mobile as well.
A little bit. Okay. Wow. So we're talking with Allie Moore, Ronald McDonald House Charities. So you got to get your t-shirt. What is your website? So if they wanted to order, I'm doing to encourage all our listeners, go on right now. It's right before lunch. It's about 10:45 almost. You could go order it now. Go take your lunch. Go pick one up.
Yes.
$20.
Yes.
Easy peasy.
Yes.
Okay. What's your website so they can do that?
So for the t-shirt, I'll just do that one. It's casualforkids.org.
Oh, that's simple. Easy.
Yeah. Way easier than our actual website.
Casualforkids.org to get your t-shirt, and then you get to wear it tomorrow for casual kids. I love this idea. It's really cute.
Yes, it's really fun.
So you do have some other things that you do to raise money, and if someone says, well, I don't have time to get the t-shirt, but maybe they wanted to donate online or something like that, how would that work?
We have an online form on our website. So our website, you got to keep up with me to spell, but it's
get the pens out.
Yes, get your pens out. It's rmhc-nwfl.org. So Ronald McDonald House Charities, Northwest Florida.
rmhc-fl.
NWFL.
NWFL. you do it. Say again.
rmhc-nwfl.org.
Okay, so I could go there, and if I wanted to just donate $20 or $200 or something like that, anytime.
Yes,
to do
anytime.
That,
to and support. It'll go to our greatest areas of need.
And do you ever have people donating food to the house or any kind of, do you ever need donations for the guests?
Always. We are always looking for meal providers. We have a calendar that's on our website as well.
Oh, okay.
Where they can sign up and you can either come and cook in our kitchen.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Okay, well, we need to talk about
that.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Allie Moore to talk about how you can help Ronald McDonald House Charities. We'll be back right after the break on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friend from Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida. Allie Moore is here. She's their marketing director. I'm learning a lot this morning because I feel like I should know all these things, but I did not realize that if people wanted to bring food or donations, talk about that because you have 26 families there staying there, right?
Yes, we do. So if you've ever gone on a tour in our house, we have... laundry and a clothing closet. So we take in all types of clothing donations and gifts that can be very impactful for new moms and just families in general. We have a lot of NICU. It's about like, I don't want to butcher the number, but it's a high percentage of how many of our guests are NICU.
Right.
And then one of
that means they have a child in the NICU, right?
Yes.
Okay. So so basically we're talking about the family. So this is mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and the kids and the siblings.
Yes.
So I could see where they might need a coat or a raincoat, shoes,
stuff like that. Because a lot of times it's very unexpected. One of the biggest donations is our meals. We try to provide 3 meals a day, every day, and that adds up. So
I guess so.
We luckily rely on donations again to keep everything stocked in our pantry. So that involves including on our like wish list.
Do you have a staff of cooks there that cook?
We do not. Oh. So we all can cook a little. So sometimes some of our staff members will whip up something if we don't have anyone. That is one of our biggest worries that when we are in there is what can we feed the families for lunch and for dinner. And it's one of, when we have overnight managers, because it's open 24/7, that is their job is to figure out those meals. So it's important for people we are super, super busy.
I guess so.
Doing other things that we really rely on our community to help us cook those meals and bring them. Mm-hmm. We've had people, you know, just bring Olive Garden in.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Or cook. We've had a lot of people come in recently that have been cooking some amazing spreads.
They get
in the kitchen and come and cook for us. And our families love it. Mm-hmm. It's a way easy, less place, like less worry of where to get their next thing.
Right.
They can just grab it and go
to
the hospital.
A lot of money to be, if you're living, if you're there for 2 weeks and you're having to travel over and all that. So having those meals provided is huge.
And it's a fresh home cooked meal. Mm-hmm. So that's always very homey too. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, cafeteria food.
We're staying in a hospital. Yeah. I've slept on a few hospital beds before with a family member. It's not fun.
And I mean, every person that's, you know, shared their experience of staying with us at the house, they always comment about how much a warm meal has meant to them.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It is really one of the best ways to make an impact for
our
families.
So if I wanted to do that, or a listener wanted to do that, is there a person that handles that, or who should they contact, or how does that work?
You could just call the house and they will redirect you to who that is. It's Crystal at the moment. She's in charge of all of our meals. Mm-hmm. But there is a website where you can look at the times that we need availability.
So there's an ongoing schedule every day.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
You can sign up and they will call you and ask what you're cooking and or bringing, and they will see you when you sign up.
And so, of course, I'm assuming the donation, the person that's cooking is donating the food.
Yes, correct.
Okay, because y'all aren't providing the food for them to cook.
No.
Okay, so you want to donate the food.
Yes.
Or, like you said, I know Sunny's has been over there.
Yeah.
You can call our buddy Eldon to bring something out there and sponsor that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay.
And even, like, we've had some volunteers that they just want to come in and see what we got in the kitchen to cook. But we always try to encourage them to.
So we talked a little bit about clothing, about food. What about some of the the daily needs, like toothpaste and lotions and things like that?
Yeah.
Do you need donations for that
too?
Yes,
always. We try and keep, it's similar to a hotel. We like to keep a good stock for them to have in their room for when they don't have toilet, that kind of stuff, toiletries. And we have a huge closet of that as well.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so now I've given you lots of ideas on how you can help out the Ronald McDonald House, Charities of Northwest Florida. And if you just joined us, talking with Allie Moore, she's their marketing director. If you've got a question for her, 850-437-1620, or maybe you know somebody that's been on the receiving end of their services in the past, or if you have a comment for her, we'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. But the main reason she's here is to talk about, and she's wearing the t-shirt, is to talk about these cool t-shirts. So this is Casual for Kids. It's one of the largest annual fundraisers for the organization. So give us the details, because someone may be just joining us now on their way to lunch.
Yeah. It is our largest fundraiser, and it is where the community wears these cute t-shirts. They're only $20, and they get to wear them to their business organizations tomorrow to take that casual day and represent the house.
They're really cute shirts. I'm going to plug the shirts. They're really cute. And I think it's cool. You go order it online right now, and then you can go by the place and pick it up.
Yep.
And it's right on Bayou Boulevard.
Right there, by the hospital. So
that'd be a really fun thing to do. Or get them for all your coworkers.
Yes.
Get them for everybody at work.
Yes.
Have the whole team do Casual Friday at work. Have them get it to the whole team. I think that'd be a great idea.
That is usually, that just reminded me that is what we do.
Yes.
We do ask our organizations and companies to take a picture, post them on social media to tag us, and we will post them on our social media as well.
So who are some of the primary sponsors that you do have in this community? Because I know there's a lot of people that have been very involved. You have a board of directors, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Our presenting sponsor is Gulf Winds. They've been the presenting sponsor for a very long time. They are always great to us.
We always like to thank our sponsors.
Yes. and, you know, we have, you know, Florida Power and Light, Bear General Contractors, and then as well as our local McDonald's owner-operators, which we want to shout out them because they're our founding partner. So always being able to include them locally on their local level is always super huge too.
So you could go to McDonald's and get food for everybody.
Yes.
That might be a good thing.
Yes. And if you do it, round up.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Does Ronald ever come out, Ronald McDonald?
Not as much anymore. The most of Ronald.
I haven't seen him around in a while.
I know. The most of Ronald you'll see with us is our little statue out front.
Aww, yeah. It was a great little mascot.
Yeah.
I love that. So what are some of the situations on a more serious note that you see? What are these kids or these families, what are they being treated for?
Yeah. So mostly I would say we have, in the summertime, we tend to have a lot of NICU moms, as well as our ongoing patients that have doctor's appointments. So one of our majors, like, groups is NICU. Mm-hmm. Just because,
and what does that stand for, just in case someone doesn't know? It's neonatal care for babies, right?
Yes.
Okay. ICU.
I was about to say,
neonatal
ICU.
ICU.
Yeah. And I think Ascension Sacred Heart has a huge program. I think mm-hmm. they're level 3. Mm-hmm. So with that, a lot of transfers happen. So that's usually our biggest group.
Right.
Outside of that, we have a lot of oncology here with the children. And two of them I know have been in remission. There is one girl. Her name is Janai. Mm-hmm. And I always love to talk about her because her and I have become really good friends. Aww. She is 6 going on 16. She is very mature and sassy, and she always makes us laugh, and she's doing yoga in people's offices. She's making us play tag around the house.
Oh, I love it.
And so she's not the only one. We adore our cancer patients, and mm-hmm. we've seen such great success stories with them and being able to go home, which is bittersweet. So
you know, they're going through so much. So to have a place where they can stay that's not necessarily in the hospital, and they can run around and be kids.
They can genuinely be kids.
Because we forget they're little kids.
Yeah. And it does feel like a home. So it's way less stressful for them than at the hospital.
It's a brilliant idea. I feel like we should have a million beds, right?
Yes.
All right. We've been talking with Allie Moore with Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to tell you once again about where you can pick up your T-shirt for Casual for Kids Friday, which is tomorrow, right here on Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3 with our friend Allie Moore, who is with Ronald McDonald House Charities, getting ready for the big Casual for Kids Friday. We've got just a couple minutes left in case someone just joined us. Go over that one more time.
Yeah, so it is our largest annual fundraiser where you get to buy a T-shirt for $20 and wear it with your business and organization and take a casual day in support of our families.
I think we should buy them for the whole staff.
Yes.
There you go.
And then everyone gets to wear a T-shirt on Friday.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. So you can find that on their website, casualforkids.org, today. You could do it right now and then go over there at lunchtime and pay for it. And then you've also got a couple of other events coming up in the annual events, true?
Yes, we do. We have our Firecracker 5K, which is what we're planning next. And it is on June 28th downtown. And it's a good family-friendly event. So we have our 5K runner walk. And then we also have a kids fun run as well. So if your kids want to do something.
Is it too soon to sign up?
Or? No. Oh, okay. Go ahead. It is on our website.
Great.
And you will just find it under events and then Firecracker 5K.
Okay, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
It's really not that far, believe it or not. We're almost into May now.
I know.
It's hard to believe. So that's great.
Yes.
So again, Ronald McDonald House Charities, Northwest Florida, they do so much. And thank you so much for what you do for these families and these kids. It really is a special kind of place.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have you back.
Yes.
Because you're fun.
Yes.
And I'll have to teach you more about old music.
Yes. I clearly need to know more.
Okay. So one more time, where they can get the shirts and how they can, if they have want to sponsor a lunch or a dinner, how they do that.
All of our information is going to be on our website, which is rmhc-nwfl.org, or you can just Google Ronald McDonald House and we will be the first one that pops up in your local area. Uh-huh. And we have ways to help, so you can always come and cook in a meal or bring a meal, and then you can just donate anything that is lightly used for clothing or big bulk toiletries. So
okay.
Tons of way to get involved.
All right. And if you have any questions about an application for your family, perhaps you're in need, what's the number to call?
850-477-2273.
All right, Allie, thank you for being here with Ronald McDonald House Charities. Casual for Kids Friday. Get your T-shirt today. Wear it tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes,
Thanks for being here. You've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We'll be back again bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on News Radio 92.3.